Now, this may be the final day of testimony in the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse case in Pennsylvania, and it's possible that Sandusky himself will take the stand today. Joining us live is CBS correspondent Barry Bagnato, who, of course, has been covering the trial and joining us here on WTOP again. Barry, very appreciative you're with us this morning. What are you hearing here about the prospect that Sandusky himself will take the stand?
Mike, we've been told for the last week, CBS News has, that Sandusky will testify. And we are expecting that to occur today sometime this morning before the defense rests its case. And, of course, that opens up a whole new view of what's going on in these proceedings. And for prosecutors, it's a potentially huge opening because Sandusky will get on the stand. He will tell his version of things. And then prosecutors, based on that testimony, will be able to cross-examine him. And we would expect that is going to be a ferocious session as they confront Sandusky. And it's a really risky move for the defense because this will be one of the last views of the defendant, of the evidence that the jury will get before deliberating in this case. And so Sandusky is probably going to have to hit a home run here to overcome the formidable prosecution case. So it's a very risky move by the defense, but one they apparently feel they have to take.
Yeah, and of course, defendants are under no obligation to take the stand in their own defense. And I've got to think it's highly unusual in a high-profile case like this for a defendant like Jerry Sandusky to take the stand.
Well, you're absolutely right, Nathan. I think this is one of the toughest decisions that attorneys ever have to make as to whether to put a defendant on the stand. And you'll remember in the Roger Clemens trial, he did not take the stand. His attorneys apparently felt that the prosecutors had not made it enough of a case that he had to get up there personally and discuss the particulars. But I think it's a different situation here. The jurors have been faced with eight different accounts from alleged victims on the stand, graphic testimony, very vivid. It was extremely emotional at times, and that is the heart of the prosecution's case, and all of that backed up by a couple of eyewitnesses to other alleged events. And so apparently the defense feels that in order for Sandusky to really get his story across to the jurors, that he himself has to take the stand.
Excellent reporting, Barry. Thanks so much. Going to be a busy day for you. We appreciate it.
Okay, Mike. Take care.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato covering the Sandusky trial.